The Wall Street Journal ran a story on Tuesday afternoon about the USDA looking to reopen about 6,200 county FSA offices across the United States. Part of the purpose of the reopening of the offices is to get out the delayed farm disaster, the $3 billion that has been passed here previously and waiting to be distributed. The FSA offices are also going to be looking to start processing the ARC and PLC payments for 2025, as well as any farm loans that farmers are looking to take on this year's crop and any other disaster payments that could be coming up. This is coming at an optimum time for producers, as a lot have been storing grain in the bins because of the low commodity prices and wide basis levels that we've been seeing established across the U.S. For the most part, basis levels have started to improve, especially for soybeans, because of a little lower than expected yields and because of farmers pretty much putting most of the soybeans in storage. And that has resulted in an improvement in basis. But we still have a lot of uncertainty as far as trade talks are concerned and whether or not we're looking at a Xi-Trump meeting taking place here at the end of the month, which will certainly, if it does take place, could be beneficial to soybeans. But if it doesn't, we could be looking at some trouble coming forward. And I think this is a good gesture by the USDA to open up these offices to start getting some of the already established money going to producers to start getting processed and distributed.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.